Welcome to another episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Christian.
And I'm Jameson. Today we will be talking with our new middle school reading teacher, Mr. Colin McGinnis.
Welcome to our show, Mr. McGinnis. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to St. Matthew?
Yes, thanks for the question. Good afternoon, everyone. I've been teaching for a long time. I've been starting in New York City, probably 1996. I'm a classically trained teacher. I've taught overseas and in several urban areas in the United States. I was looking for something like St. Matthew because I'm looking for a more traditional setting. And I like what's in place, and I thought I could have a good academic home here, teaching literature and reading and additional academic background subject as well.
Can you share some insights into your teaching approach when it comes to helping us improve our reading, comprehension, and critical thinking skills?
Okay. Well, one of the main keys to any component of literature, fiction and nonfiction, is vocabulary. Understanding how to use vocabulary, how to identify vocabulary words. Because if you don't have the vocabulary skills, obviously you cannot be able to enjoy or understand whatever given text is at the moment without having the requisite vocabulary skills. So one of my main focuses is on working on building vocabulary skills. Also, breaking literature into subcomponents. If you look at a text, it can be daunting. It's very dense. It can be hard to understand or read. But if we can break it down using certain tools, understanding how it was created and what the main focus of the text is, it can help students understand it better.
How do you plan to incorporate technology and interactive resources into the reading curriculum?
Well, here we're blessed that we have access. Every student has access to iPads and other computer. I have two or three in my class alone, plus a smart board. We assign self-contained learning elements such as Lexia and PowerUp, as well as other programs periodically, so we can have blended learning in the classroom, which is very important. Because it will track each student individually based on their skill and needs, and it can help me formulate a program to help them better achieve what their skill set should be.
What tips do you have for students who might struggle with reading or feel less confident in their reading abilities?
I'm sorry. What any coach would say, practice makes perfect. Together and on your own, the more that we read together, the more you read by yourself, the more that we build our basic skills in literature, the better we'll be together as a group and you will be as an individual.
How does reading tie into other subjects and help us become better overall learners?
Okay, nowadays, reading is not just in ELA or reading classes. It's in your math. A lot of your math component questions are now question-based. It goes into everything, every subject matter, inside, outside of school. Reading is like the tool to open up the gateway for you.
What kind of reading materials or books do you enjoy, and how do you hope to share that enthusiasm with your students?
I read about anything. Right now I'm reading, biography of James Brown, the musician. I can go from that to reading like a play by Samuel Beckett, or I'm reading a book on how to on blues, so I can improve my blues guitar playing. So if you went to my wife's house, it looks like a out of control library.
Lastly, Mr. McGinnis, when you're not at school, what are some of your hobbies or things you do?
I'm a writer. I spend maybe too many hours on a weekend working on one of my books. Hopefully one or two will sell. I'm also a amateur musician. I enjoy playing guitar, string instruments. I can't play any wood instrument because I had the mumps at a young age. I cannot even blow a note on a tin whistle, but I recently purchased a synthesizer, and that's kind of like my go-to instrument at the moment.
Thanks, Mr. McGinnis, for being a guest on our show.
Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. Okay. Pure professionals.
We have now come to the joke portion of our show. This joke comes from Mallory and Miss Dufresne's class.
Christian, what do you call a pig who plays tug-of-war?
I don't know, Dave.
pulled pork.
Thanks, Mally, for submitting a joke. Remember, if you are a student in any grade and would like to submit a joke, give it to your homeroom teacher and they will get it to Ms. Freelow.
We have come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Casting Crusaders.